Indiana education officials will soon rewrite the formula state leaders used to assign letter grade ratings to schools. Again, barely a year ago, the State Board of Education approved new rules for identifying the best and worst performing schools in Indiana. Now the General Assembly has given state officials until November to try again. Among the groups hoping to add their input during the state's rewrite process, an AP statistics class at Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis. They asked State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes to help them get started.
Explaining a complex statistical model to a statistics class, even a high school statistics class, seems more like a job for, you know, a statistician. I'm a reporter, so I was kind of nervous.
Growth model.
At the request of the district superintendent, Ben Davis teacher John Albright asked me to help his students study the A through F rating system for schools. His 8 AP Stats students want to formally suggest changes to the formula to some of the state officials charged with actually rewriting it.
I think that had been rumored for a while that they were going to re-examine the A through F model, and that actually got put into law. That seemed to give my students a really good chance to be a part of something big.
My job was not to tell these high school seniors what to recommend. My job was to explain how schools were rated using more than just an overall pass rate on statewide tests. So after 20 minutes of blabbing, I ask them,
"What do you think of all of this? This is your school. This is your school's letter grade."
So Kaylin Phillips chimes in. The rating system has definitely impacted his classes. He says it sometimes feels like his teachers are rushing to cover all of the state standards.
Since we got so much, like, to learn so little time, we don't really actually learn much, which affects our grade, which affects the schools.
Morgan Stovall has an idea. She says, let's bring in outside evaluators, because shouldn't teacher performance play a part in the school's grade?
I think that the teachers should be graded as well. Because, like, if you go into a classroom and you have a teacher that doesn't want to work, you don't want to work either.
Albright's assigned his class to make a recommendation within the next 2 weeks.
I'm excited to hear what you guys come up with.
I'm excited to see what happens.
But in deciding to offer their 2 cents on what the state's A through F ratings should look like, Albright students are entering a political minefield. Students' ability to meet the state's standard on a test used to determine their score. But now, students are scored based on the standard and how they stack up with their peers. It's the growth part of the so-called Indiana growth model, and it's also the main reason lawmakers called for a rewrite. If not enough students show growth or too many students fall behind, that can hurt the school's letter grade. But State Superintendent Glenda Ritz said at a recent state board meeting, the model is just too complicated to explain.
The calculations are so complex for the growth portion of it, I cannot tell them what it really represents. It lacks transparency. School districts are wondering how it is that they're supposed to improve.
But the model's supposed to be complex, another board member pipes in. We want the grade to fairly reflect what's going on academically in a school. However, education officials in the executive branch rewrite the formula, there are signs the legislative branch isn't happy. Democratic State Representative Craig Battles voted against the rewrite bill, and on the House floor, Battles said it wasn't because he was a big fan of the A through F model.
We're going to trust the state board to come up with this magic formula, remembering it was the state board that created the formula that most of us in this room think is pretty daggone flawed.
That's frustrating for State Board Member Joe Blacketer. She isn't a big fan of how complex the guidelines are. But from her perspective, most state board members saw the A through F model as a work in progress.
For the legislators to think we just fell off the pumpkin truck, if you will, that we need to be told we need to review A to F, I think is just really presumptuous. And we were headed in that direction anyway.
In their order to rewrite the rules, lawmakers told state officials they'll still have to measure student growth in determining a school's letter grade, but they have to find another way to do it. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.